Recording. Okay, so we're opening our meeting at 6:49 out from executive session. And the first thing we are going to go into here is our new
call to the public, number six.
Call to the public, okay.
He's the other one that gave you.
This one. All right, sorry.
Yep.
Making notes on two of them here. I'm gonna have to keep them both. Six forty-nine.
Anybody for a call to the public or no?
Yes.
Yes.
You gotta read the call to the public.
Okay, so let me go ahead and read that. This is a time for the public to comment. Members of the board may not discuss items that are not on the agenda. The board may direct staff to study a matter or schedule a matter for further consideration and decision at a later date. Each member of the public is limited to 3 minutes maximum presentation. Okay, so we have, who would like to?
Just state your name.
So, yeah, state your name.
Becky Pfeiffer. According to the county records that were changed in October, it still shows a vacancy, but it also shows John Novak as assistant chief. Did he not resign in September?
Yeah, it shouldn't show any assistant chief at all,
yeah,
I don't
just
think.
Just look at it today, so I'll make sure I make those changes.
Yeah. I remember when I checked on it, when I first came on even, my name wasn't even, for a while. And then they were supposed to update all that stuff, so that's why I even said it in the other
video. Yeah, I looked at it.
You couldn't find any kind of record and everything where he was ever promoted to assistant chief.
I'm not sure.
I don't think we can talk about that, but.
Yeah, I'm not sure about any of that. Yeah, it's definitely something we can schedule as a matter for further discussion or such.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
So, update
yep.
on county web.
I think that's the one I missed.
Concerning members.
Yeah, just give that instruction to the chief and.
Chief, yep. I got
you. Can take care of that in all this free time.
Yeah, exactly. All right, and go ahead.
Yeah, George Garrish. I was at the last board meeting, and I was wondering how the board let Houston vote on his own signature on the checking account. Ain't that a little bit of a conflict of interest? I'd like to, have that agendized to discuss that, because you got to follow the law. And then I'd like to know where we stand on bringing the wildland fire crew into the Bowie Fire Department.
I believe.
Because I hear rumors of that going around town, if that's what we're heading towards.
Can you repeat your last concern? I'm sorry, I missed that.
I want to know what the plan is about bringing Wildland Fire Department into.
Wildland Fire?
Into the Bowie Fire District, where we're just a district. We don't go out of the area because it's just a district. So why do we need Wildland Fire here? And that is a concern of the citizens.
Okay, a concern.
So we need
I
to
think
stay
it would
up.
Be appropriate if the board wants to request the fire chief to be prepared to answer that question, make it an agenda item for next month.
Okay.
Chief, do you understand the issue?
Yep, I do.
And do we have any call for anybody put in for...
We'll be talking about that.
Well, but the question is, because I see on the agenda, we can talk about stuff on the agenda,
yeah.
that they're going to give you another 3 months.
We're gonna discuss all of that, so I'm going to lay it all out.
Okay.
So... Perfect.
Let's go all the way back. All right. Okay.
Anybody else for call to the public?
That's it.
I think that's it, Nick.
Okay, then.
So, all right, we're on to the consent agenda. Approval of minutes from October the 2nd of our regular board meeting. Let's see here. I need to make one quick note here. Hang on a second. Okay, sorry about that. All right. Okay, so we have the minutes. Oh, that's teacher report. That's different. Sorry. I'm a little lost where my stuff is here.
These are going to be the ones
I can sign,
so those are all.
Okay.
Did the members of the board not get the minutes that
they did,
we're talking
yeah,
about?
We did, but I got so many copies here, I've just kind of got too. Chris got me too ahead of myself over here. All right, let's see. All right, so does everybody have their October copy in front of them? Sharon?
Yes, two from October on the 2nd and the 20th, and then two from November on the 3rd and the 8th.
Right.
Yes.
Yes, okay. We got them.
All right, so hang on just a minute, because I wanted to see...
So, Nick, for a point of order, since Houston wasn't involved for a few of them, will he vote on them, or what's the standard course?
So, when it's a consent agenda, basically all the items on the consent agenda are up for approval unless a board member wants to remove a particular item. So the way to do that would be to say approval of the minutes for October 2nd and October 2025, and November 3rd and November 8th, 2025. Is there a motion? Second, discussion, and call the vote.
Okay.
If a board member wants a set removed, a particular one removed, then just ask for that, vote on the others, and then the board can discuss the one that's removed.
Okay. Well, what I am kind of sniffing for through here is the one that Mr. Garris says that... Houston voted for himself to be on our checking
on
account. That would have been on the 8th.
Sharon wasn't here.
Yeah, and I...
Sharon was absent.
Absent.
Okay, so...
And really what it's, you know, just to be clear for the record on that item, which isn't on the agenda, we can discuss it at the next meeting, but I can tell you it's not inappropriate for a board member to vote that board members should be signatories on the account.
Okay, all right. So I was just concerned whether or not we should, you know, but we can put that as a discussion then. Okay,
yeah.
All right, good enough. And I think I made note of that already. So, okay, so we can go on then. I was just concerned about that. Okay, so Thursday, October the 2nd, that would be for Sharon and I to vote to approve those. I motion to...
Yeah, that's correct, because Mr. Klump was not a board member at that time.
Right. So I'm going to go ahead and motion to approve those. Sharon, can I get a second on that?
I can second that one.
Okay. And then a vote. Sharon?
Aye.
Yes. Okay, and I second that. So those minutes are approved for October the 2nd. Okay, and then make my notes here. Second, all right. And then for October the 20th, again, that... Houston was not yet a board member. That would be for me and myself and Sharon. Sharon, I'm going to go ahead and motion to approve those minutes for October the 20th.
I can second that.
And a vote?
Yes.
Okay, and I also vote yes on that. So those are approved. All right, now the next one, November the 3rd. Myself and Sharon again. So I'll go ahead and motion those to approve. Sharon, can I get a second?
I'll put in a second.
And a vote?
Yes.
And I also approve those with my vote. You,
like, I don't know, because it wasn't that I got sworn in
the next one.
You were sworn in on the next one. So the very last one we approve, yes. That's okay. So that one, all right, those are all done. That was myself and Sharon. Okay, so this was for Saturday, November 8th, and Sharon was indeed absent. It was myself and Houston. And Houston, I'll go ahead and motion to approve those minutes.
I second that.
Okay, and a vote?
Aye.
And I second that. So that's voted and approved for the minutes November the 8th. Okay, so we did all the minutes.
I think that's on to the financial report by the fire chief.
Okay.
All right. So financial, we've got some new Bowie Fire District.gov emails coming. I just put them in today. It takes up to 48 hours. And so we're going to have an info one for all the public records requests and miscellaneous stuff. And then each board member is going to have their own specific email. As soon as those come out, we'll get them onto the webpage. The next one, in the county M&O account, which is our main account, we have a balance, at the beginning balance of $20,926.94 minus the registered warrants. And what that is that's a loan from the county the last couple of months for minus $16,081.87. And this is as of today. They took their money back over the last 2 months, and then we have warrants of $5,888.72. So currently in the M&O account, we have minus $1,044.35. In the reserve account, we have $6,690. And in the Cochise Credit Union payroll account, we have $4,669.39. So October and November are supposed to be the 2 months where we get about two-thirds of our tax revenue, and we're currently at minus $1,044.35. And again, we did pay back the $16,000. In comparison, at this time last year, same date, we had $81,197.76 at this point last year. To date, we've collected $75,064.68 in tax revenue. And at this point last year, we had collected $88,634.09, which is a difference of $13,569. Just for tax revenue, so we're down in comparison to last year by $13,000. Last year, total revenue was about $173,344, so we can still potentially collect at least $98,000 because I'm just comparing it, even though we had the budget increases and everything. I'm still basing it off of last year's collection, so we could potentially collect about $98,000, and that's about $14,000 for the remaining months. Up through June. We'll be talking about the financial reviews. The first one's not to exceed $6,000. Would love to look forward to having an audit for the current year by the time we get done, but we've got five of them to manage, and an audit is actually twice as much. So hopefully we'll have the funds available by the time we get to that. I've turned in that nozzle at United, so we have a $7,000 credit there. We've already gotten some of our packs tested as required annually, and every single one of our bottles requires a hydro because it's over 5 years. So hopefully, you know, we'll get some equipment and hopefully some shelters and things like that for the expiring shelters that we have. And then we returned $2,100 of items to NAPA. And I purchased out of that, I purchased 2 on-off switches for the tenders, so when we leave the door open, it doesn't drain the battery. Hopefully we use the rest to kind of upgrade the air compressor so we can actually keep the trucks plugged in while they're sitting there, and we don't have to wait for trucks to charge on their air systems. And then the grinder that we have over there isn't OSHA compliant. It's actually a $30,000 fine if I turn it on right now because it doesn't have the guards in the blade. So can't use that thing. And then I'm going to be working on a grant to get 1 dual band radio. So the county is going to what's called dual band. So we have a VHF frequency, which is what we use now, and then they're also going to 700 megahertz. And so it has 2 different whole sets of frequencies on it. That radio is roughly about 4,000. And then some of the shelters, all of our shelters expired, as I told you guys, by the end of the year. I'm going to try to request some shelters to replace those. That's going to be through the 100 Club, and that's due on the 1st. So now, as far as the profit loss details, I posted those. So we have, I reconciled the accounts July, August, September, and October. I know it says September, but I did complete October's as well. The front one should be July through October. It's really the main one because it's all of them. And to date, we've spent $36,551.87 more than we've brought in to date as of the end of October. So that includes the payroll accounts, that includes every check, that includes everything that's written, all the income that's coming as well since that point. So at the very top, you'll see that it says July to October 2025.
Yep.
So that's the one I'm doing. Included in that, you've got all the payroll accounts, everything. So we've been posting all the warrants, so these will go up as soon as you approve them. They'll go up online. I did put the July through October on earlier today. Apologize, I didn't get it out sooner. I'll try to make sure that we get these financials out sooner so the public can review them before they come to the meetings. So that is that. That's my financial report.
Okay.
So that will need to be approved if you so choose.
Yes, of course. Which grant did you say the fire shelters you were going to
apply? The 100 Club.
100 Club. And who's that with?
The 100 Club.
But I mean, who are they? Like,
it's a fire agency that actually helps out if there's a death or a big injury and stuff like that. So okay. There's a lot of...
So they're a fire agency.
Yeah. Well, they're not. They're a nonprofit that assists fire agencies and injuries and deaths. So if somebody dies and they want a parade, they'll bring a fire truck and everything else, and you coordinate that and help out.
Okay.
And sometimes they'll give bereavements to the family and things like that. So
oh,
it's a very good
organization.
Entity. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just wasn't sure who they were. I know you mentioned it to me at one time.
I'm trying to keep it under $10,000. Just that's usually what you try to aim for them. It's not asking for a whole bunch. It's just enough to get us to the next level. So,
okay.
I believe Elfrida got some turnouts from them on their last one because we don't have any volunteers yet. I'm not asking for that.
Right.
And so.
Okay, so both of the, for the radio and the fire shelters, you're
mm-hmm.
going to ask for the 100 Club?
Yeah.
Okay, just curious. All right, good enough. And then.
Anybody
have, did you have a question? Sharon?
No, I do not. I understand what's going on.
Okay. How about Houston? Did you
I'm
have
good.
You good?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can go ahead and approve
Make
the financial
motion.
Report.
Make a motion.
So I'm gonna motion Sharon?
Second.
Okay, Houston?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, and myself, yes.
That's good.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and vote on that.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Sharon?
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
Thank you. All right. So approved. All right. And then we go on to the financials. We have to approve that part, or where are we at?
Didn't you just approve the financials?
That was for your...
Yeah, I think that was.
That is the
that
financials.
Is the financials.
Yeah,
okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. I was...
Eight.
Report
okay.
and financials. Yeah. Okay. Good enough. All right. We're good. All right, so we did that, we did that.
Now it's my chief's report.
Now it's your chief report, okay.
All right, so year-to-date, we've had 122 calls. The calls for October 2025, we had 17 calls. Seven of them were out of district. Four of them we did not respond because they were quite a ways outside of our district, milepost 254 and such. We missed one EMS call due to no staffing here at the station. We had a total of seven MBAs, seven medicals, two brush fires, and one vehicle fire out of those 17. Public surplus, we did sell one vehicle last month for $3,700. The check should be in the mail. They hold it for 30 days. I'm working on getting the direct deposit so it changes it to 7 days and we don't have to wait so long. We do currently have several items on public surplus that ends, I believe, Sunday at 3 o'clock. They are posted, the links are posted on our website under the auctions. Rescue 91 still in the shop. We're still awaiting the correct fan for the pump. Everything else has been fixed. Tender 91 also went in the shop. That's the big one. It needed a new bushing in the back. Originally, I took it down to Velocity to get it started with the programming and stuff, and they were saying we needed a whole front end and tie rods and everything, and I had another mechanic look at it and said that that was fine. They're also doing alignment. There was a flat tire on it. We're going to be installing a battery switch. ABS light was on, and the check engine light was on, which was a loose wire from the DEF. Tender 92 should be going in next week. Engine 91 also has an ABS light on, and the transmission services light has been on since 9/19. So as soon as I can get trucks back, then I put more trucks in. United Fire, they came down on Tuesday to do SCBA packs. We also had San Simone bring some of their packs down so they could get inspected, kind of help save a, we kind of split the trip fee for when they come down here. All of our bottles are going to be going in for hydro next Wednesday. And then they told us for the SCBA fill station right over there, it worked great for the old bottles when they were 2,200 PSI. Our bottles are 4,500 PSI. That is only rated for 3,600. The bottles are only rated for 3,600. Per OSHA guidelines and OSHA requirements, anything below 90% of your rated capacity on a bottle is considered out of service. So we can only, that would be 4,050. So we can't even fill our bottles up to the appropriate deal. So we're going to be looking hopefully at a grant on that so we can get maybe a mobile one that'll be used for San Simone here in Wilcox, because right now everybody goes to Sunside Pierce to fill their bottles. Still looking on the EV blankets. EMS supplies, we're working with HCI for the trade, so we're working on pretty much $2,500 for $2,500 worth of stuff. For stuff that we actually need, we've got some bag valve masks that you breathe for during CPR and respiratory emergencies that are expiring, so we got to get those replaced and things like that. The crew quarters, we're working on fixing and painting the back room right now. That was kind of left after the last resident that was there. Went to a fire chief's meeting yesterday. We're forming a committee to look in the county to look for ways to consolidate services such as AR, websites, just ways to save taxpayer money all the way around. Because right now we're paying for anywhere from 14 to 17 different websites at big expense, and maybe we could just consolidate it into one where everybody kind of has a page on it and things like that. But that's with all the chiefs. That's going to be for those that want to participate and try to see if we can start looking for ways to save money. We were notified of a donation of $18,000 from Southline Transmission, so hopefully that'll come in here within the next week. There's no limitations on expenditures on that. I've got two personnel now, Raina being one of them, and Angie being the other one, helping with the records and preparing for the 2021 financial review coming up. And to date, I have not had any applications, no phone calls or anything for any volunteers. Also, that includes the chief's position. There hasn't been any interest. There's another position that's going on right now up in Mojave Valley that's paying twice as much with a lot more benefits. So I think a lot of them are gearing towards that. And that'll be why we're discussing what's coming up. But there has not been a single interest. With that, I go on vacation starting next Wednesday evening because I got to go into town to take those bottles and packs. And I won't be back until Christmas, basically. And so at this time, no volunteers. We've got San Simone and Wilcox that are going to help cover. but there is nobody. And it is too cost prohibitive to try to bring, Mescal wanted two personnel here, and think it's just too cost prohibitive for us to do anything with that. That's my chief's report.
Okay.
I'm motion to approve.
There's no need to approve.
You don't have to on that one, Sharon.
Yeah, I have no discussion.
Yeah, it's just discussion. That's just me telling you.
Yeah, did you have any questions?
No, I have no questions.
Okay. Houston?
I'm good.
You good? Me too. Okay, so we'll move on. New business. Review, discuss, and possible action on the following items. Update on the chief's posting and possible extension of the closing date.
Okay, as I stated earlier, there's been no interest so far, no correspondence or anything in regards to the chief's position. It closes on December 3rd. So the reason why want to possibly extend it, if we don't, they might be waiting until the last minute, turn everything in the last week, in the last couple of days. So my suggestion is if we don't get anything, we're going to extend it till January 3rd. I have posted on the AFTA website, I've posted on the Arizona Fire Chiefs website, and we had Melina Hoya is the training up at the state, and she sent it out to everybody that's on that training list. And so there has been, again, no interest on that so far. So my suggestion is that if I don't get anything, if we do get people, then there's no need to do that, and then the testing will still be in January. We couldn't do the testing because we've got to get a whole bunch of fire chiefs together, be in the holidays and the holiday weeks. It's too busy. I've already got a few chiefs lined up and a few executives to be able to interview the chief coming in. And so if that doesn't occur January 3rd, we'll be pushing that just a little bit to make sure, because depending on whether they need to make travel arrangements, things like that, we kind of have to accommodate for some of that.
Right, so. Right. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and motion to update the fire chief posting to close on January 3rd. Is that correct?
If we don't get anything.
If we don't get anything by December the 3rd.
I second that.
Okay, and and then let's go ahead and vote on that. To extend it after December 3rd, if we do not get any response by December 3rd. So let's go ahead and vote on that.
Actually, if I may, we need the motion and a second and then the vote.
Right. We did that already.
Yeah. Modi?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I've been listening, but I didn't hear that.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I was a little soft-spoken. I seconded it, though.
Okay.
So, perfect. Thank you, sir.
Okay. And then all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So that's authorized to extend. All right. Agreement with Walker and Armstrong for financial review fiscal year 2021. We had some discussion about this with the attorney. Think we've all kind of pretty much know what we kind of have to start there because we haven't had a financial review, and this puts us in gets us on the road to compliance with the state and the county requirements. So we can add to that.
So basically, there hasn't been a financial review or a financial audit done since 2020, and so we're required by statute to do a financial review at a minimum every year from 2021 on. I've talked to the county, they're giving us some grace because they've done the initial report and have accepted that, but as long as we're showing progress towards it in completing these things, they're not gonna fine us or do whatever else they need to do. So what we've got is the first year. We can't do this year or last year. We have to start where they ended, which is 2021. That's why I've got the two individuals in there helping me. And Raina's doing a lot more than that too. But to start with that so that we can start getting this review done and start getting caught up to where we're supposed to be.
Right.
Perfect. I make a motion to... with the agreement with Walker and Armstrong Financial Review for the 2021.
And I'll second. Sharon got that second?
We all here.
All right.
Mark?
And a vote? All
Aye.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Next item is extend the interim fire chief's contract for up to 3 months. We had Chris had his agreement with us for 3 months. That's coming to an end.
December 18th.
December 18th. We kind of discussed a little bit about that in our executive, but it's kind of a no-brainer.
Sure. And the main reason for it is because we're just still trying to get that chief. We're still trying to get the interest. As soon as that happens, as soon as they're hired, then I drop off. It's not, so it could be up to 3 months.
Or less than,
depending on how it goes.
Right. Okay.
I make a motion to extend the fire chief contract for another 3 months.
I'll second it.
All right. Thank you, Sharon. And all in favor?
Aye.
Moving right along here. Item D, Resolution 25-001, Resolution of the Bowie Fire District approving the opening of a new bank account and credit card account at Wells Fargo Bank.
And I'm going to go ahead and read the resolution. It's Resolution 2025-0001, a resolution of the Bowie Fire District approving the opening of a new bank account and credit card at Wells Fargo Bank. The Bowie Fire District Governing Board hereby adopts and enacts the following resolution and enacted in open meeting of the Fire Board. Whereas the Bowie Fire District, the district, is a fire district created pursuant to the Arizona Revised Statutes 48805 and is located within Cochise County in the state of Arizona. And whereas the district follows the budgeting requirements of ARS Section 48805.02 and whereas the district needs a new bank account with checking privileges and associated credit card, all the district's name at Wells Fargo Bank NA to ease transfers from County Treasurer's Office. Now be it resolved that it is in the best interest of the district to open a new bank account with check privileges and a new credit card account at Wells Fargo Bank. And the existing bank account held at Cochise Credit Union Bank, account ending in 0439, will be closed upon opening the new Wells Fargo Bank account and receipt of the new Wells Fargo District credit card. And the signatories on the new Wells Fargo Bank account shall have two acting members of the Fire Board of the district, and the signatory authority for Wells Fargo credit card shall be vested in the then acting fire chief of the Bowie Fire District. That signature authority shall be subject to written policies and procedures of the district, and any further board-imposed limitations on the chief's signature authority made by the Fire Board in open meeting after this posting, at a properly noticed agenda for the same. Adopted and approved 2025. If you also approve it.
Yes. So, we did have some discussion about this, based on our previous experience and what has kind of happened here this year. The credit card is a necessary item so that we don't have all these miscellaneous reimbursements. The previous agreement we had with our fire chief wasn't supposed to be extended as it was, and we really had little control over what we could do there, so we had to close that account. And so with that, we opened a local account to, basically have our second account for that purpose as it was. It was actually set up fine. It was just not being managed well. So Wells Fargo Bank is actually the newer bank with Cochise County. It was Chase. Previously, they had a contract with Chase. now, like our reserve funds and our banking actually is done by the county through Wells Fargo Bank. So this makes it a closer relationship for everything, and also allows us a little bit more control with our new chief when we get a new chief on. So we're setting all that up. We're going to be closing out our Cochise Credit Union account, which we've had for payroll. Basically, that account was set up for payroll specifically and only. So they don't really do business with the county in that fashion, and Wells Fargo does. So that's why we really didn't want to have to go all the way to Sierra Vista or, you know, Tucson to set this up. And that's why it was avoided in the first place, from what I understand, when Chase lost their contract with the county. So this is just basically transferring that onto the right banking, even though it's in a little inconvenient for us locally, but it's more convenient with the majority of the business we're trying to do through it. So with that said, was there anything else, Nick, that I should add to any of that, you think?
No, I think okay. That's appropriate, and I think it describes the circumstances. This is simply a function of the fact that the county is using one bank different from the one that we're using, and it would expedite the process in their mind. What this will mean is that the accounts that are currently, there is no credit card currently, but there is a bank account, and when the new account is open, that one will be closed. The assets will be transferred, and it will be closed if the board actually authorizes the chief to go forward under the resolution to get a credit card. The board can address issues related to limitations on what that can be used for. And in connection with that, the chief and I have been talking about implementing written policies and procedures for the agency. There are some policies, about 4 or 5 pages worth. I've asked the fire chief in all his free time to take a look at that. Obviously, chief, if you need assistance with that or need me to send you up a form of policy manual, I've got a bunch.
Okay.
So I can do that. Just something else that should be in place so that there are standard, if you will, standard requirements for using an agency credit card, limitations on what it's for, limitations on the dollar amount of authority, you know, those kinds of things.
Okay.
One of the things that I want to mention is that the fire board is entitled to see the monthly account statement. If that's, depending on when the board meeting is, it may be in arrears. In other words, because, for example, we're meeting on November 20, we might not have the November statement. Account statement for those things, rather the bank account or the credit card. But up until that, in other words, for October of the year, the previous month, those things should be available for the fire board to review. And as I understand, Chief Anthony, just taking a look at this board packet, there's a lot more documentation and information going into these things over the last few months. That I would expect to continue in terms of knowing what's not only what appears on the credit card monthly statement, but the supporting document for that, right? So if there's an invoice and a charge slip or some kind of a receipt, that information will be part of the packet so the board can see what's actually taking place.
Yep.
Right. That's the way I understood it to be kind of anyway, but, you know,
so
appreciate it being said.
On the record, right. So that it's, you know, available to the public if they wanted to know.
Right.
Perfect. All right. I think we're good. I make a motion to move accounts to Wells Fargo.
Okay, so that's the resolution. 25-001 resolution of the Bowie Fire District approving the opening of the new bank account and credit card account at Wells Fargo. I thank you for that motion, Houston, and I will second that. And then all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Item E. Instructions to staff and council regarding financial matters of the district. Okay, this is a no vote required, Karen.
Okay.
Instructions to staff and council regarding financial matters of the district.
Okay. And I think the fire chief and I have our instructions about what to do with issues related to payments arising from the July 2025 meeting minutes, where there was no board quorum present.
Right, and we have...
We will proceed accordingly.
I think that's good.
Is that good? All right. And I think we have a copy of that as well, right?
Mm-hmm. You'll get it.
We don't have it yet, right. Okay, that's right. But we did find that in our diligence of getting our paperwork in order.
Yeah, we found minutes which previously we did not have, and those reflect that there was no quorum present at that meeting, and yet business was conducted. And so I understand my instructions are to address that accordingly.
Right. And also for the record, that that was the pertaining to the authorization from the July 15th meeting, I believe, right? Is that right? That was held without notice and no quorum.
I think, if I may, Director, there was notice, there just wasn't a quorum. There was only one board member present, and under those circumstances, no meeting should have taken place and no action should have been completed.
Right. So there was some kind of notice that, because I don't recall us getting notice for that meeting in a timely manner.
So, not clear to me, but either way, if it was improperly noticed, that's, you know, it compounds the problem that already exists, which right. No quorum, you can't take action.
Right.
I honestly, even if there was proper notice, the fact that there was no quorum, that should have been the end of it.
Right.
You know, basically, you don't even call the meeting to order, you just make a public announcement. There are an insufficient number of board members present to conduct any business, and the meeting will be rescheduled. We will post that notice. Thank you. And that's it.
Right.
But that is not what occurred.
Right.
And so.
Right. And I don't have all of that paperwork with me or in front of me, but I do have some of it in my file.
What I had was a 2-page minutes. That's what I saw.
Right. And that was just recently kind of discovered, right?
Correct.
So
that is correct.
Yeah.
She provided that to me a couple of days ago.
Right. So, okay. All right. So that's, at least we have some word on that for the board. Okay. So that's all the instruction that we need to hear from Nick and the chief for now regarding that July meeting stuff. Our next regular board meeting probably won't be until January because of all the, you know, holidays, and Chris will be in and out, and also too, we're going to be waiting to hear whether or not we have any submission for our chief. So I would say that'll be our third Thursday then, but I think we're going to probably end up having a meeting soon.
We'll have a meeting,
right?
A special meeting the first week
special
in
meeting.
January, just to bring all the candidates.
But we haven't decided when that'll be just yet, so it'll be somewhere around the first week of January, right?
Correct.
Okay, good, that's fine. And then, of course, our regular scheduled board meeting, which will be the third Thursday at 6 p.m.
Which is what day? You have to look on your phone.
Oh, yeah. Let me say date. Yes. January will be the third Thursday would be the 15th. The first week in January, though, actually, we only have the first and second, and you won't be back.
No, I'll be back.
Right? Oh, you'll be back? Oh, okay. Oh, but our closing is until the 3rd.
Right, so it'll be the following
week. So it'll be the following week. So why don't we, if it's okay with everybody else, if we can reschedule our regular board meeting till that 4th Thursday in January, that would work better for me because I might be gone that third week since that first week is so short. So can we reschedule that regular board meeting for the 22nd? That would also be Thursday, but it'd be the 4th Thursday in January of 2026 at 6 p.m. Does that work? Yeah. How about for you, Sharon?
That's good.
All right. Then that's what we'll do. So we'll go ahead and adjourn this meeting.
Just do that by a motion, if I may.
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting at 7:35.
I'll second that. And
vote aye.
Okay, and all in favor? All of us? Okay, that's good. All right. Thank you, Nick.
7:35.
Thank you.
7:35.
Members of the board. Thank you, Fire Chief.
Yeah. Thank you, Nick.
And thank you, Sharon. We'll catch up with you guys later. Appreciate your time.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So you'll be doing a ratification for that, Joanne?